The Gemara tells us that Klal Yisrael are Azin Bu'umais, the most brazen amongst the nations. The kasha is, how does this fit with the other Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, which describes Klal Yisrael as follows? We possess the most wonderful traits. Klal Yisrael are Bashanin, bashful, Rachmanin, and Goimli Chasadim. Well, if we're bashful, then we're not brazen. How does bashfulness and brazenness work together? To answer this kasha, let's start with another kasha. There's a well-known Mishnah Maseches Avos, Perakei Mishnah Chav, which reads as follows. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Hevi Az Kenomer, be brazen like a leopard, V'kal Kanesha, white, like an eagle, Rot Katzvi, run like a deer, V'gibu Kari, strong like a lion, Lasis Ritzoi Nevicha Shebashamayim. So being brazen, being Az, is something of a positive attribute to be found in a person. But then the same Mishnah continues in the name of the same man to Omar, Hua Yoimer. Yehuda ben Tema himself used to say, Az Panim Legehenim. A person is Az Panim, he's brazen, straight to Gehenim. Uboish is Panim Legan Eden. A person who has Busha, he goes to Gan Eden. Which way? It is Az of something positive or something negative? And the Mishnah concludes, Yiratzu Afanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetivne Ircha B'mher B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sher Esecha, which is a very unique conclusion to a Mishnah. As the Tiferes Yisrael points out, we don't find anywhere else in Mishnayis that the Mishnah would mention such a tefillah. That in itself is a kash. Let's just go back a second, this apparent contradiction. First we say, Hevi Az Kanomer, Azus, brazenness is something positive, something sought after. But then we say, Az Panav L'Gehenim, keep away, keep far away, unless you want to end up in Gehenna. So what's good? What's Azaz? Is it good or not? Answer the Mefarshim, there's a difference between Az Kanomer, which is an internal drive, an internal persistence, Az Kanomer, as opposed to Az Ponim. Az Ponim means the way you present yourself socially. External Azaz, that's to be frowned upon. That's straight to Gehenna. Busha is panam legan Eden. Busha, in the way a person interacts with others, with humility, with anava, as the Ramban in Igeris Ramban writes. A person not meant to even peer in the face of the person addressing him, look down. Busha, ba'anava. So that's the difference between az panam. It's an expression, it's an external expression of azas, which you see in a person's face. It's expressed by his features. That's something negative. Whereas az kanamr is referring to something entirely different, where a person generates that internal drive to go beyond his capacity, above and beyond his capabilities. Go for it, even if it's hard, even if it appears out of reach. Who says it's pshat? It's hinted in the words of the Marsha as well, in Meseches Psachim, Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Marsha says, Havi Az Kanomer. He says, Loshon Havi Az. The Loshon Az is Neifel, refers to a case where a person feels weak, incapable. He doesn't feel like he has the energy, he has the ability to perform, to succeed in a specific task. He is Chazik Atzmai. He should motivate himself. Yoyser Mayacholos B'yadai. Beyond his reach, beyond his capabilities. That's az kanamer. It's a very positive thing. Person gives up. He thinks it's beyond his reach. But really, it's within your grasp. And that's az kanamer. A person is meant to be driven, to motivate himself beyond standard, beyond norm. That's a maila. Have you az kanamer? Rise above your capabilities. Push and push. Be persistent. Be consistent, be dedicated to the task at hand. That's a positive trait. As opposed to Boishas Panam Gehenim, that's an external, As Panam Gehenim, that's an external Azus displayed socially, haughtiness, brazenness, stubbornness, vis-a-vis the next person. That's something negative. So internal is positive. Motivation, dedication, persistence, perseverance, very positive. It's something advised. Havi az kenomer. And that's what Klal Yisrael are known for. They're azen b'umas. On the one hand, they're boishes panim. They're b'yishonim. They're gomel chasotim. Externally, they're humble. They're bashful. It's a tremendous mitzvah. It's gewaldic. But internally, they're driven. They're motivated. A bit of anxiety to them. When Shabbos says, Klal Yisrael de'igi b'mitzvahs, they're always on the run from one mitzvah to the other, concerned about fulfilling things properly. They have a certain anxiety. We have an neshama, which goyim don't have. So when the Gemara says Gimel Azenhen Yisrael Beumais, it's referring to that positive element, that positive trait of internal drive, internal Azus. In fact, that's why the Mishnah concludes with the Tefillah Yiratzen, Shibana, Shetibana, Ircha, Shetibana Ircha, Meir Yemenu, B'Zeh Hakem Zerasech. How does it come in here? Very pashut, according to our Gemara. It's beautiful. It's sweet. The Gemara says the reason why we got the Torah, because we have the Azus, which has to be directed, has to be channeled the right way. L'shem Shemayim. Otherwise, who knows where the Azus can take us. So that's what the Gemara means over here. We have the Azus, which has to be channeled through Torah, and that's what the Mishnah means in Ovis. We want to make sure that our Azus is utilized properly, it's applied in this proper context. It remains internal. It drives us to good things. Allow us a part in your Torah. Let's partake in your Torah. Let's internalize the Torah and the Torah's lessons. And have the Torah guide us. And allow us to channel. Give us the ability to harness our Azus for good things. As the Mishnah of it says, Lo yabayishun lamid. A person who's embarrassed when he's learning won't get too far. So when it comes to matters of Torah, of Kedusha, we need to utilize that midah of Azus, that drive, that persistence, that stubbornness, that brazenness to acquire Torah and rise beyond our capabilities and go get to the highest point of Veikas Vashem.